Blog Talk Radio.
Solace of Shadows. This is your host, Robert M. And today we're going to be delving into some gothic sensuality. One of my favorite kinds. You know, we gave a few figureheads of, you know, darkness and sensual, you know, prompts and things like that. And people seem to have fun with it. So, yeah. So I believe Pam is here with me. Am I correct, Pam?
You are correct, as always.
Yay.
So, yay. We could practically be like Johnny Carson and his sidekick. Oh, Ed McMahon, was it?
I mean, I could play sidekick. That's fine. But yeah, so
you're more like Johnny Carson and I'm the sidekick, but you know, hey, we can take turns.
I know, I'm I'm adaptable. So we got quite a few rights today, which is good. You got a right on there, and so do I, but mine is more of a filler. So I don't know who plans on calling in. So I will just go with it and just pick one somewhat randomly. And here's one by Liquid Mind Forever. I will post this to the room. And I don't think we have SoundClouds. This. Okay. So would you do me the honor of reading this, Pam?
I would be absolutely happy to. And this is Beneath the Devil and the Deep Sleep by Liquid Mind Forever. And it goes like this. Suicide's redundant if you're in a body and it's of conditional flesh. You walk alone as dead and numb as a zombie among lethal witness tribes of misfits. Don't ask me to love you. You're but a maggot, a worm digging its way out from darkness into the heightened fright of death disenfranchised. Leave your coins, your loins, and go from here. I'd walk over you in the last of the rent-controlled brownstones, lying in a drunken stupor with two-inch roaches, crawling up your long-haired nose. Suppose you that I care one drop of roach shit if you live or die. Not I, not I. And when the bleeding time seeps deeper than your lost childhood, cut out your tongue. There's nothing more or nothing core of importance upon your cage door, and watch the birds sit and wait. Do you wish to be like me? I'm a harlot, a harlequin, a priest, a junkie, a train wreck, already on its steel-pinned brain, seething angst, seeking another smoke of wormwood and absinthe. Die, you helpless, mediocre beast. Decease and desist. Persist not to breathe another breath of my precious hairline. You are entirely nothing, nowhere, and I should know. I live there. End poem.
Well, I don't know if it's my feeble brain, but I did not notice the sensuality in the poem, unless, of course, you know, you're into that, maybe. But to me, it seemed as though this took a very dark turn, and that it was like for another show, it would have been perfect. But for this one, I'll just get into it and say that she painted quite a grotesque picture here. And, you know, don't ask me to love you. You're but a maggot, a worm digging its way out from darkness into the heightened fright of death disenfranchised. You know, there's some parts in here where I got kind of stuck on, but I do appreciate her trying to set up the way that she set up the poem, like the format. It made it, you know, so that you could read it easily. The words aren't all cramped together. There's spaces in between the paragraphs and things like that. But as like I said, I'm not going to delve too much into that because this is a little off topic. So I'm going to ask for your opinion, Pam. What do you think?
Well, I have to agree. It's not a particularly sensual piece. However, for what it is a strong write. You know, on a technical level, as always, she has wonderful inner and end rhyme. And what I like is that, and it really takes again to the ending to realize this, at the end where it says, you know, you're entirely nothing, nowhere, and I should know I live here, is you realize it's the entire poem, or at least this is how I interpret it. And again, you know, I could be wrong, but based on the ending, the entire poem is about self-loathing and the idea of putting other people down because you realize that their sins, their shortcomings reflect your own insecurities. It's powerful use of language. And I really like the rawness of, do you wish to be like me? I'm a harlot, a harlequin, a priest, a junkie, a train wreck. It reminds me of a edgier version of the song I'm a Bitch by Meredith Brooks, showing the many different sides of a person. So definitely loathing. Loathing is the word that comes to mind when I read this. So definitely a dark right and very well done for what it is.
Yeah, it could also, for you know, from your perspective and you bringing that up, it could be like a poem, even from a narcissistic point of view. But a narcissist would never really admit that that's their, that they have faults in it. So, but yeah, it was a very strong piece. So thank you, Liquid Mind, for posting that one. And we will move on. Let's see what else we have. This one I will read, and it is called, oh, I got to post it in the room, don't I?
Yeah, that would be good thinking.
So that everybody else could read it. Okay. So this is called Morticia, A Love Letter from Gomez by Dammit Dave. Morticia, oh, my gorgeous wife, you've made a slave of me for life. Your perfume with its deathly stench helps turn me on when you speak French. The children you have birthed with me are every Adam's fantasy. Young Wednesday, gothic and so wise, and Pugsley, who has Fester's eyes. Your ebon hair and pasty skin, the feral beast that lives within. Your dress, the only one you wear, it leaves my heart in sweet despair. Morticia, I'm a fool for you, and there is nothing I won't do to show my love till my last breath and lie beside your corpse in death. End poem. That was actually kind of an interesting take on it, because there was some type of comedic delight in there. Like when he's, you know, that your perfume with this deathly stench helps turn me on when you speak French. It's like, I mean, as if you needed a reason, bro. But yeah, and then, you know, it goes into Pugsley and Wednesday and Fester. So he included not just, you know, obviously Morticia and Gomez, but the entire family. And I did like when he said, your dress, the only one you wear, leaves my heart in sweet despair. Because for them, like, the way that they portrayed themselves, like, everything dark was good for the most part, you know. Whether it be, like, I mean, Uncle Fester, you know, for example, like, his name is Fester. So, you know, everything that's dark is good. And he included that, incorporated it very well here, with some romance and some comedy. So I thought that was a great poem. What do you think, Pam?
I did enjoy this one. It made me smile. I know in the contest I'd read through the rights earlier, and we had at least a couple entries that took Morticia and then approached it with the dark humor that you expect from the Addams Family, from the relationship of Gomez and Morticia. And I like how he, you know, as always, he's got wonderful spot-on metered rhyme. I like how he uses the voice of Gomez and really does it quite well to express that love, that admiration that Gomez has for Morticia. And I do like that also, that part that you mentioned with the your dress, the only one you wear, it leaves my heart in sweet despair. And it's nice because it's humorous most of the way through. And it definitely has a great Addams Family vibe. But that last line, to show my love till my last breath and lie beside your corpse in death, really takes on a kind of a Romeo and Juliet feel. And it also takes on the idea of spending in eternity side by side. So excellent write and very well done.
Yeah, I agree. That's I mean, that's one of the most romantic aspects of the thing, you know, is to be together forever, side by side. So, and they've always done a great job at portraying that. Okay, so next we will post this one by Skunk Woman. And Pam, if you like, you can give that a read, please.
All right. This is Passions at Stake by Skunk Woman. And I do really like that picture. That was one of my all-time favorite movies. But anyways, talk more about that later. And it goes like this. She saw something orgasmic in this fair-skinned recluse, sent shivers down her spine. His advances she couldn't refuse. He was strong yet gentle in an animalistic kind of way. The act of cunningness kept the warning signs at bay. Something in her feared him. That's what made her flower twinge. Ever pleasing and different on his manhood, she would binge. A dom, he was lifting her up and tossing her around. She'd do whatever he desired, even loved it too, she found. But he was just a dream, an illusion, a raunchy fantasy. For he would only pleasure her at night when the sun you could no longer see. Mind-blowing, feel the climax in your ears type of intimacy by night, and by morning he'd be gone, and to take that passion away wasn't right. She was addicted to his raw, uninhibited sex. Often she would touch herself, and well, you know the rest. Only way to kill him is a stake through the heart, so their loins yearned for each other right from the very start. End poem.
Yeah, well, I saw the picture and I was like, oh, that's a winner. So I figured people would really enjoy that, and it seems like she did. So, yeah, this was pretty straightforward in the sense that what she wanted to do and how she got it from him. And the way that she presented it, she did it in rhyme format, obviously, but she kind of extended the lines to make you kind of to pull you in a little bit more, you know. And although it was kind of in your face and raw, it still was pretty much kind of more along the lines of what I was looking for, because I mean, if you put yourself in this situation, like, you know, looking at a person and then the way that you imagine them looking at you, like for example, Kiefer Sutherland in this picture, there's a hell of a lot that goes through your mind, and she just splayed it all out there. She just let it flow, let it come out onto the paper. And that's what poetry is about. You're supposed to just, like, let everything just come out raw, you know? And then if you can fix it if you want later, but I like the rawness of it, and I can appreciate her, you know, sharing it with us. So, what about you? What do you think, Pam?
Well, I think there's nothing like a good tongue lashing to make you ignore the warning signs, but. no, I do like the rawness and the straightforward style and how it is about that idea of how you've got the warning signs, you know there's something, but you're willing to ignore it because the sexuality is so raw, so desirable. I like how she writes about, but he was a dream, an illusion, a raunchy fantasy, for he would only pleasure her at night when the sun you could no longer see. A great, great take on the chosen prompt. I like that she went with that. And like I said, that was really one of my all-time favorite movies. In fact, I actually was in ninth grade, I think, when it came out. And me and my best friend, as soon as we graduated, we were going to go to California or wherever he lived and find Jason Patrick, the guy who played the older brother, and make him choose between the two of us which one he would marry.
man, the things we do when we're young. Yes.
I know, right? I know. But, you know, I do love a good sexy vampire story, and this is definitely one of those. So very well done.
Yeah, indeed. Do you know if Arcana is going to call in or no?
I would. Arcana, I would hold off a little bit on his and because the one he has up is actually a collaboration between him and Selena. And Selena mentioned that she was going to call in, so I would hold off on that one.
Okay. All right. Well, I will put this one up by Forgotten Dream. And let's see. Okay, and I will read this one. I hope that I can. Let's see. All right, this is Take My Hand, She Whispers by Forgotten Dream. Obsidian strands fall across charcoal-rimmed eyes, surrounding dark pools that swirl with stars, luring me closer. Midnight lips crack a smile, revealing marble tombstone teeth. Her voice is warm shadows, a clove leather smoke aura clinging to a tire and filling my nose. Trembling fingers trace the rounded curve of moon cheek, down slender throat and over heavy silver ankh, nestled between breasts like a pearl. Chest thuds like an incoming storm. Hands move to encircle slim waist as her palm cups my jaw. Skin smooth like custard, melting on my tongue. Her kiss is breath of life and lustrous crushed velvet, seeping past my mouth to soak into bones like rain on parched earth. Her coaxing body leads me from cresting hilltops to a last sunset. Raspberry marmalade rays stain vision prior to blackness, and still I ache for more. End poem. Wow. So that was pretty awesome. Like I don't even know like what style you would call this, but I really appreciate the imagery in here and the way that it seemed like as the stanza after stanza seemed to kind of like pull you in more and more, and I really felt the intent of the poem. Like and I love the word use. It's like midnight lips cracked a smile, revealing marble tombstone teeth. Her voice is warm shadows. So it's like that darkness, but it's like the not a frigid darkness, not a chilling darkness, but a comforting darkness, you know. And then you get the smell with the leather smoke aura, you know, and then the trembling fingers tracing around curve of moon cheek, you know. The whole descriptors and the way that they put this piece together, I can really say that I like this. I enjoyed this piece a lot, and there seems to be a whole lot of romance that went into it. So, yeah, this is great. What do you think, Pam?
Oh, I am a big fan of Forgotten Dream. I think she is just some absolutely amazing writing, you know. And I like that she chose and I've never read it, but I've heard good things about the DC Comics, The Sandman. You know, I love the imagery in this. I love midnight lips crack a smile, revealing marble tombstone teeth. Her voice is warm shadows, a clove leather smoke aura clinging to a tire and filling my nose. I like that she brings in those other senses, the idea of not only the touch, but scent. And her kiss is breath of life and lustrous crushed velvet seeping past my mouth to soak into bones like rain on parched earth. And I think there's a beautiful romanticism to that. And I really enjoy and appreciate the way she always makes her stanzas kind of have a flow to them. So beautifully written and very well done.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. This is great. So we will be moving on. And this one will be for you, Pam.
All right. Wonderful. All right. And Gothic Arousal, Horns of an Amber Moon by Freya. Drawing us in, dark shadows drawing us out, horns of an amber moon. Even as a child, I loved goth. It was all I knew to my brow-shadowed eyes. Love is goth, pressed down in cold earth. No cherry dresses, no sunlit picnics, no sweet watermelon face. Goth Venus gave birth to me in the rain. Mascara tears washed my bloody forehead. In the darkened night, demonized parents, whiskey breath, torn fishnets. On my first real date, I wore unwashed suicide clothes, crusty and stiff with dried blood. In the intimacy of darkness, our pupils dilate, opening wet, we merge as oil on asphalt. I always cry then, mascara tears, streak dark, plum red lips. End poem.
Well, that was pretty dark. And as far as a lot of Gothic people that I grew up with, this is pretty much on par, I have to say. I don't know if necessarily it was directed at anything or if it was meant to be sensual in some way, but it still was goth and it still fits my show, so we will go with it. So, drawing us in dark shadows, drawing us out, horns of an amber moon. Even as a child, I loved goth. It was all I knew. To my brow shadowed eyes. And then I like the part where it says, Goth Venus gave birth to me in the rain. Mascara tears washed my bloody forehead in the darkened night. So, you know, I had a friend who they said that, you know, I don't know if it was a true story or not, but they had also said that they were given birth to in the rain and under the moonlight, and that's why they were the way that they were. And this kind of reminded me of that, and I don't know why, but I did enjoy her imagery and it was just like a really, really deep darkness, like, you know, and it kind of shows who she is, if this is, you know, about her actual self, like it could be about a fictitious character, but if this is about them, they're really kind of pouring themselves out there and kind of proud to be the way that they are. And I always enjoy poetry because we can be either ourselves or we can be whoever else we want to be. And that's the beauty of the creativity and being able to put yourself into your work. And if that is the case, then it's pretty brave. And I think she did a good job in portraying this darkness. What about you, Pam?
I have to agree with you. And I kind of get the impression from her A.N., all goth forms went into the blender of my blood. And her response to my comment, thank you, it wasn't far from home. That this is, if not fully in part, about either the person she was or still is. And whether it's, as you say, through a character or about herself, it's really just a wonderful rite on learning to love, embrace, and accept all aspects of yourself, of knowing, because there are children, you know, that, you know, people who they're just born, and you know there's something different about their spirit, something different about the way they live life and the way they think, And I really like that she brings that in. Even as a child, I loved goth. It was all I knew. To my shadowed brow, shadowed eyes, love is goth, pressed down in cold earth. I also really like the goth Venus gave birth to me in the rain, mascara tears washed my bloody forehead. I have to say that most of this is profoundly dark and almost a look at it. I don't know how it's almost, in some parts, it almost makes me think of abuse, demonized parents, whiskey breath. It makes me think of a difficult childhood that forms you. I do like, though, I feel like there is a kind of dark sensuality in the intimacy of darkness. Our pupils dilate, opening wet. We merge as oil on asphalt. And you can just imagine the bright rainbow-like colors that happen when, you know, you see the spilled oil. And it's something that's both profound, it's profoundly dark and beautiful at the same time. And I really appreciate this inner look into someone. So very well done.
Yeah, that's what I always appreciated about goth, is that it's dark, but a lot of times it's also beautiful. It can be tragic, and you know, but so can everything, you know. All right, so this one, I think we're plowing through these a little too fast, I think.
I know, we might have to make some extra conversation or something.
Right. all right, this one I will read. Have a good night, Frank. This one I will read by Rooster C. It's called Philandering Flea, based on an Elvira picture. Says, a flea came between you and me, a pesky philandering flea. Jumped into our marital bed and stole your maidenhead. Quaff left, quaff right, slung between two highlands vast. As I lay prostrate, ignored like a corpse, stiff yet dead. I decree, damn flea, sucked your blood through proboscis, filigree. It's inoculated, analgesic interjection. Sole cause of rejection. Dear lady of heavenly form, castigate me not, this mere ink blot, poor substitute for natural man, woman, carnal copulation. Damn flea, who are you, ye, compared to me? A woman's dream, physically, I got the lot, but you, infinitely minuscule, have not, save pseudo-phallic phenomenon. Flea, why debase, humiliate me? Just so, honor lost, I yield to thee, damn flea, your death, my fraught. End poem. I don't know if there was a SoundCloud for that or not, but maybe. Anyways, if you want to check out the poem, it is on the board, and you may click the link if you so choose. I apologize in advance. But yeah, to me, this seemed to be... I like a more playful write, you know, something not as serious as some of these others that we've come across. And like he took Elvira as the mistress and like the like a dominatrix of sorts, like, you know, saying you're just like a little flea, you know what I mean? Like just a flea to me. So I appreciate where he decided to go with it. And it did make me laugh, if not a smile from ear to ear. So what about you, Pam? What did you think about it?
Well, before I comment, I would like to welcome Stelina to the show. So welcome, Stelina. Glad you could join us.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm here. Hopefully no storm tonight.
Wonderful.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay? Okay,
yep.
Great. Hi, Robert.
Yep.
Hello.
Yeah, I enjoyed this one. It was a great, I like that he got inspiration from not only your contest, but from the classic poem, The Flea by John Donne. And this did have a humorous approach in the idea of someone getting bitten by a flea and getting more intimacy from that than from their man. I did like the humor, as I lay prostrate, ignored like a corpse, stiff yet dead. And, you know, just wonderful twisted humor, great rhyme and flow, great alliteration. I really had to admire your reading there with some of the alliteration that was nearly tongue-twisting. I particularly liked that second stanza. So creative and very well done.
Yeah, see, now that shines new light on it, because I never heard of it, of the flea. So yeah, that gives me something more to think about. Thanks, Pam, because that's why it's good to have two people on or more, because, you know, whereas I would miss something, you pick it up. But yeah, that's the stanza that I mean, that's the line that I like the most as well, about stiff and yet dead, you know. That cracked me up. That's the part that that's the part that made me kind of chuckle a little bit. But yeah, it was very creative, and I enjoyed that. So Stelina, are you going to read which poem are you going to read?
Stelina just dropped, so I'm hoping that she'll be calling back, like, you know, because she calls the same way that you do. I'm hoping that she'll call back, but hers is actually the SoundCloud, the poem that Arcana's, him and her wrote that one together.
Okay, so I should wait then. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see then. Do you know if Weaver of Dreams will be calling in?
Most likely not, because, yeah, she's on vacation, lucky girl.
What? That's all.
I know. Okay, Selena's back with us.
All right.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Dang. That sucks. That was a damn connection. Yeah, I had that issue before, so I get it. All right, so since you're having issues, let's get yours on there. I just have to find it. If I can learn to read, that would be great. Okay, here it is. I will post it to the room, and you can get started. There you go.
Well, we do have a SoundCloud for that, so.
Okay.
Here we go.
Your eyes remind me of a hungry shark. Your lips are like a freshly bleeding laceration. Your pallid, frigid skin like an unburied corpse. Your beauty disturbs me, cara mia. You fill my nightmares with your hideous hell. Whatever would I do without you?
Oh, mon amour, my devilish Don Juan, you disgust me so. Your touch is like bathing in a vat of writhing worms that feast on rotting flesh within the grave. So seductive. Your kisses take me to heaven back on black wings. Let my scarlet talons draw blood for me to lick the wounds. An aphrodisiac, and my passion for you.
You say the most wonderful things, Tish. Like the time when we first met, when you said, I sickened you. Remember how I took you to my place and said, make yourself at home. So you threw me outside, as you said you hate visitors. Come, let us dance a storm through the shadows. A passion burns for you, deep inside my rancid heart.
Ah, yes. Every night is like a honeymoon with you, Sherry. You whisper, querida, and my skin crawls deliciously. I recall the way you screamed when I used the thumbscrews. The sound chilled my blood. Only you can make me feel that way. As you yelled, more, more, the thunderstorm raged. So did my desire for you. Such sweet memories. Each time I think of them, my blood boils.
I still remember our perfect housewarming gift from Festa, a box of matches. We were made for each other, querida, like guillotines and bowling. You fill me with such passion, I need to embrace your loathing. There is nothing more depressing than the thought of being without you, except cloudless days drenched in sunshine, filled with laughter. We are as inseparable as a leech stuck to an eyeball.
It wasn't the matches that lit the fire that night, mon divin amour, but the hunger in your manic eyes, and that iron maiden you gifted me. I can still feel the spikes pressing into my skin. Ah, so gloriously gory. We just seem to click like a broken neck during a hanging. Only you and you alone can fill me with such despair and unhappiness. My life would be eternal springtime without you, Cherie.
Wow, that was pretty damn awesome, I have to say. You guys, you have quite the chemistry there, and it seems as though if you pretty much, I was gonna say hit the nail on the head, but I don't even know if that would be adequate enough to describe it. Yeah, you guys, you got into character pretty well, and you worked with each other so well that it was humorous, yet dark and also delicious at the same time. And I don't think I've heard a better portrayal in this sense. I can't even choose a favorite part, and I don't even know like which stanza would even come close to being my favorite, since they all melded together so seamlessly. And so, I don't know. It was just wonderful, in my opinion. And I don't use that word often, but it was wonderfully dark. And I think that this is, you know, when I make prompts like these, this is the type of rights, you know, you can kind of hope for, you know. And I'm glad that you two were able to come together and, you know, be able to create this masterpiece for us, you and Arcana. What about you, Pam? What are your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. If I had an applause button, I'd be, like, pushing that button, because I have to say bravo to both of them all the way through. An amazing write. It's perfectly balanced with its back and forth read. I love how they capture that you both capture the essence of the characters, their dark humor, their lust and love for each other. Your inflections and your reading was spot on. I have to agree with Robert. I mean, you're like imitations of them. Really worked out well. I liked the interaction, and as I said, the dark humor. It wasn't the matches that lit the fire that night, Mon Divan Amont, but the hunger in your manic eyes and that iron maiden you gifted me. I mean, that was great all the way through. And, you know, there was a passion to this. There was a wonderful humor. It was Adam's Family all the way, even to your choice of music, starting out with the Adam's Family theme song and ending on the type of music that you could imagine Gomez and Morticia dancing to. It was definitely a perfectly executed piece and very well done.
Yeah. You guys,
it wasn't an easy piece to write, to be honest.
What? It seemed like it just like came out of you guys.
Yeah, it took a little bit longer than the normal poem, to tell you the truth.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, you know, to get the characters and, but we had a lot of fun doing it. We had a really fun evening.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of it, you know. Like, this is why we do these shows, and I appreciate the effort, and I appreciate the time that you guys put into it, because you guys feed off each other very well.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to work with him, you know. Mm-hmm. We always have a good time when we're working together, so it's not really work.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's fun. It's pretty awesome. It's good to have that dynamic. So, yeah, thank you guys for that masterpiece. I really appreciate it. And that was, it made my night, put it that way.
You're welcome.
I have to move on because there are other pieces that I have to share. Are you going to be with us, Delina, or are you going?
As my connection lasts, darling, I'll be here.
Okay. Oh, Weaver of Dreams is calling in. What? I guess we can wait.
Oh, I did not expect that.
Me neither. Good thing, because that was the next poem I was posting. So, yay, Weaver. Got good timing. Yeah, you know, what's the funny thing about it, now that I'm thinking about it, is that I almost collaborated with someone back in the days, probably about, I don't know, like 6 years ago, when I was still heavily on the site. And they were like, what could we do? And I was like, I don't know. I was trying to think of some group dynamics, and I think that this was one of them. Like, I was like, you know, what about Morticia and Gomez? They're like, oh, that's cool, and blah, blah, blah. But then I just never talked to them again. So.
Oh, that was a pity.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes. Life's weird.
Yes, it is. That is for sure. Some of the collaborations that happen and some that don't. It's funny how life works that way. But I like very much, Delina, how you and Arcana, you can tell that you really had fun, even though it was extra work. Like you said, it was just, you know, fun.
Oh, no, it was. It was really, we had no sort of doubt what we were going to do when we saw the contest prompt, you know, because we both love the Addams Family. We're both dark people. And we both have that kind of humor. So we just went with it.
Yeah, it was a perfect choice. That's why I said it there too, like in the prompt, like, yeah, if you have a, if there's anybody else too that you want to write about, or if there's a group dynamic type of thing, or, because I didn't put Gomez in there, but I kind of put it like as a thing to where if you wanted to use Gomez, you could, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you guys went for that. So that's good.
Well, there's no Tish without Gomez, is there?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's there.
Did Weaver manage to call in?
Not yet. Sometimes it takes her a few tries.
Okay. I will move on with another poem then. Let's see. Why don't you read yours, Pam? You can post it to the room.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
I'll post it.
All right. Oh, okay. Are you going to grab it?
Okay. Yeah, I'll grab it. Let's see. Here we go. I'm going to post to the room. And, yeah. There you go.
All right. This is Piano Wire and Skeleton Keys. And it goes like this. Sing to me your Folsom Prison blues. I want a love that's real, not trendy, where ink spills, create splendor in hallways of phantoms. My spirit screams with a raging ache for your touch. You are the piano wire that chokes my senses into a pulse and throb of opium muses. You are the skeleton key that opens my heart to whispers of trust. My man in black, tie me to the gospel of your name and let your ghosts ride across my sky. Let's trace tongues upon monsters released from cages. Raise your strap of leather vows against my splayed claws, a purgatory of desire where we hang each other from fire and ice and mystic moonlight, drawn back to make ourselves hurt with the agony of the pause. Beneath the wicked finesse of your touch, I become a persuaded woman ready to carve the totem of your legend. You are a singer of songs, and I will swallow every note that spills from you. I love you the way the Leviathan loves the depth of the ocean. And in the final claiming of your thrust, I will cross Jordanian shadows to the light of your guidance. End poem.
Wow. That was a whole mythical feel. That took us for a journey, I think. Like, it went from like, oh, yeah, this is cool. And it's a sexy Johnny Cash poem. And it's like, whoa. It just went into, you know, it went into all this poetic, like, awesomeness, you know. Like, where the ink spills, creates splendor in hallways of phantom. My spirit screams with a raging ache for your touch. I mean, that's pretty straightforward, but it's also very eloquently done. And you go further, you know, my man in black, tie me to the gospel of your name and let your ghost ride across my sky. You know, is that an ode to Ghost Rider in the Sky?
Yes. Yeah. I actually do have a few references to Johnny Cash song titles in here. And that is one of them, Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So when you said that, I was like, oh, that's very clever. And then when you went over here to drawing back to make ourselves hurt with the agony of the pause, and you actually included like somewhat of a pause and a break in the stanzas, that was actually very well done in that regard, because it adds a whole like artistic layer to it, in my opinion. But this, like I said, you're one of my favorite poets on the site, and this is kind of one of the reasons why, is because of how you write like this. And I really enjoy your work, and this is nothing short of awesome. So thanks, Pam.
Thank you, Robert, and thank you for the inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Selena, what are your thoughts?
Hi. Okay, so I read this yesterday, and I was actually blown away by it. I thought it was such a great piece. It's so dark, and yet at the same time sensual, you know. And the imagery, it's just beautifully written, beautifully composed. It's very, very original. In the way it's you know, the format of it is very original, but you know, some of the lines here, you can actually feel the tangible lust for the man, and at the same time, you know, you've got the darkness. I mean, there are so many great lines here. It's really hard to focus on one, but I think that, you know, one of my favorite parts is
You are the piano wire that chokes my senses into a pulsing throb of opium muses. You are the skeleton key that opens my heart to whispers of trust. I mean, it's such a, you can feel the emotion for this man. I mean, Johnny Cash was great, great singer, great, he had a great persona, and everything that she feels for this man comes across so succinctly in this poem. It's a wonderful poem. Really, Pam, bravo, really. I really love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That was, Johnny Cash is a legend, you know, and I'm sure he would do more than smile at this one. So I think we have Weaver on now, don't we?
Hello. Hi, Weaver.
Hello.
Hi, good Katie. Morning, everybody. Hi, my darlings. How are you?
Not too
doing
bad.
Doing great, yourself?
Yeah, I enjoyed your poem, by the way. I managed to get in just to hear the last few lines, but I've read it and it's beautiful. I don't hope you don't mind me commenting on it right away, but
No, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. You know, the feeling you might have asked me, you see, so I thought I'd just go ahead and save some time. I loved it. I thought it was so, you say so much, but nothing is like direct in your face. It's something you have to read and accept and understand, and I thought it was just, you know, my favorite, and it's really odd, and I maybe shouldn't admit this, but I thought the "you are the piano wire that chokes my senses into a pulsing throb of opium muses." I mean, I really, that is just so good, so succinct, and it's so much. Thank you. And also, beneath the wicked finesse of your touch, I become a persuaded woman ready to carve the totem of your legend. I mean, come on. So good. So, yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And hey, don't be afraid to admit it. I mean, that's why we're here.
maybe I shared a little bit too much, but Pam shared it first.
Yeah, right. Blame it on Pam. That's okay. I'll take it. So, Weaver, I was going to put this piece on next, but I heard that, you know, you were calling in, so I will post it for you to read.
Before we continue forward, I would like to let you know that Lou has joined us.
Oh.
So welcome, Lou.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lou.
Hey.
Hi, Lou.
Boy, aren't I the... am I the fox in the hen house, or is it the other way around?
Yeah. You are the fox in the hen house.
You
are
the
dangerous crab, Robert.
I was thinking more lunch, but we won't mention that.
Right.
Yeah, oh. More like he's the cock in the vixen house.
What? There we go.
Hello.
Wow. All
be
right.
Afraid, Robert.
I'll take out the mental of rooster. That's fine. let's go ahead and let Weaver read her poem. It's on the board.
Okay, well, we do have a SoundCloud for this.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Pam.
All right, and here we go.
Your dark, salty beauty enslaved him entirely from the first moment you swept into his life. Eyes dark as night, lush lips promising delight. Each movement rehearsed, languidly submerged in seduction's allure, where only you are the cure. Stomach senses with a light touch, not too much. Light a fire within him with your smoldering gaze. Light it softly until it's a mighty blaze, a light for days. You are a dream, otherworldly, sexy yet so serene. Poised way above this messy world of lusty scenes. I picture you lying in a dark wood four-poster bed, velvet curtains to draw at night that are blood red, satin ribbons around each post to tie, not too tight, for lovers who almost, but not quite, stay the night. Comes the dawn, and hurriedly, they steal away.
Wow. Huh. So, I didn't expect it to rhyme at first. I listened as you read it, and I was like, oh, this is constructed very eloquently, very intricately, and your word choices make it so that it is like a a passionate name. Feel it, you know, eyes dark as night, lush lips promising delight, you know, each movement rehearsed, languidly submerged in seduction's allure, where only you are the cure. There's so much to like about this poem, and not just in its rhyme, because that was excellently done, but in your descriptions, like light a fire within him with your smoldering gaze, fan it softly until it's a mighty blaze, a light for days. That was just genius, I think. And I really, really, if I had to choose a favorite part, I think that would be it, because so much am I into fire and things like that, in the sense that it being used metaphorically. And you kind of lit that spark, so to speak, and yeah, I got my imagination going. That was great. That was an awesome poem. Thank you, Weaver, for that. What about you, Pam? What did you think?
Yeah, this was definitely an awesome poem, Weaver. I really enjoy and appreciate the dark sensuality in this. How it's all about the seduction that happens in those, like, one night stands where they come at night and then hurry away, and a wonderful rhyme and alliteration. Strum his senses with a light touch, not too much, light a fire within him, with it your smoldering gaze, fan it softly until it's a mighty blaze, a light for days. I like how that's about, you know, taking your time to get the fire burning, because then it will last longer rather than a quick flash in the pan. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Mm-hmm. That's more of a fireplace than a microwave, so to speak.
yeah, right.
What are your thoughts, Selena? What did you think about it?
Well, I absolutely love this poem. I love Kate's work. You know, she's a really talented writer, I think. And this piece is no exception to the rule. I mean, I have to pick out the same piece as Pam, really. Strum his senses with a light touch, not too much. Light a fire within him with your smoldering gaze. Fan it softly until it's a mighty blaze, a light for days. It's so great. I mean, the way she builds the feeling that she has for this man, you know, and the connection between them, the great imagery. I mean, as I said in my comment, it's a slow seduction. It's unhurried. She's taking the time to enjoy each caress and whispered word of passion. It's just a marvelous piece. I absolutely love it, Kate. It's totally amazing. Thank you so much for this. Lovely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that I got introduced to Kate's work. What about you, Lou? What did you think about it?
Well, I love the recording by Weaver, and I loved everybody's comments on this poem. There's just something about a slow, dark, sizzling beauty that when you snarl someone, you know, and also when she, you know, I'm going to repeat a lot of the things that everybody else said, because I loved it too. I loved the languidly submerged, you just, there it is, just that thick sexual sensations that are just spilling out of, you know, out of this poetry, you know, where it says that you are a dream, outwardly sexy yet so serene. And then I also love the last stanza because you could just literally picture it. You described it wonderfully, and the satin ribbons made me smile. But what I liked was, you know, these vampires, they don't sleep, but they do love to have sex. So I thought that you caught that so wonderfully where you said the lovers almost, but not quite, stay the night. But, you know, those memories of being in that room again, you know, is always enticing.
Indeed, indeed. A slow burn is always nice. I mean, when you think about it, a lot of the, even if you think about food, the slow cooked food seems to come out more tender and nice. So, yeah, that was a great piece. Very thought provoking. Very thought provoking. All right.
Who are you slow cooking, Robert?
Yeah, don't worry about it. No comment. Can't give away all my secrets.
I love the thought that I've been describing a beautifully cooked stew.
Well, you know, that always makes your mouth water, Weaver.
Oh, this is
the way to a man's heart, Kate, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
There's one way.
I think I'd rather put it the other way, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, you always get hungry afterwards. Might have some good cooking stew there. So,
yeah,
that's true. Right. Yeah, true.
Two birds,
yeah.
One.
Yeah,
that's the good thing
exactly.
About an older woman. Kate will, you know, give him a good time and a good meal.
Yeah, two birds, one.
Exactly.
All the senses. That's the way. Oh yes, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, and thank you for your comments. Most appreciated.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome.
So we will now, since you're on here, Lou, we can do your piece. I will post it to the room for you. There you go.
Okay. This is called Mi Sangre. Following the darkest whisper voices, only still tips stiletto click, cobblestone, nay towering reddish misted bricks, rubied eyes flash fingertips, tracing hypnotically over wild daggered punctures on neck, rising breath, cherry moon tints soothe, feet my knee, lusting moonlight, bite my lips crimson red, tears puddle. I crave, relish, yes, flesh. Mouth waters, juices flow, quench the poisonous bonds of insatiable thirst. Resuscitate, dominate, lace kisses. Centuries are fluid in your eyes. It is not the stake or silver sword I loathe. Searching for my soulmate. Same my beloved, addicted eternities, rubied sangre, seal taste, wrap me in afterglows, moonstream silver link. Sangre de mi sangre, muérdame, trógame, déjeme morir entre tus labios y piernas. In poems.
Ooh, well, that was very, very nice, Lou. So, where can we begin? So, yeah, who doesn't love a good vampire love tale or lust tale, I should say? It could be a love tale. You never know. That's what it seems like to me. I mean, you want to be around that kind of awesome forever, right? But ruby eyes, flash fingertips, tracing hypnotically over wild daggered punctures on neck, rising breasts. Of course, that had to be my favorite stanza. Cherry moon tints soothe, feed my knees, lusting moonlight, bite my lips crimson red, tears puddle, I crave, relish your flesh. It gets deep down into the whole vampire. See, the thing about vampires is, to me, they often get a bad rap, in my opinion, because they're just acting naturally. They're hunters, you know, and a lot of times what they need, they have to, you know, they have to get what they need from people. And in this one, in this sense, this is kind of like the pinnacle of seduction, you know, like the whole song and dance to pounce on your prey, like when you say to resuscitate, dominate, you know, like bring them back just to kill them again type of thing in more ways than one. So I really enjoyed, I always enjoy actually your wording and your use of colors and sensory, the way that you set up the whole scenario, and then also throwing in your whole Latina lover vibes there. So I appreciate that very much, and I'm sure everyone else does too. Pam, you are back, correct?
I am, yes, and I did get to hear this, and absolutely a stunning read. I love the sense of connection in this, the imagery, cherry moon tints soothe, feed my need, lusting moonlight, bite my lips crimson red, tears puddle, I crave, relish your flesh. I like how you bring us deep into the hunger that two soulmates have for each other. I love the mythology in this, the darkness, and of course, you know, the Spanish at the end is always such a wonderful touch. And this one too, this one, wrap me in afterglows, is such a beautiful line. So very well done, Lou.
Indeed. What are your thoughts, Kate?
Oh, wonderful. I just so enjoyed this. I'm kind of into vampires and demons and things a lot. I find it fascinating. In fact, I may want to be a vampire when I grow up. Oh, it was just wonderful. Like, just so good at everything. But you know, I'm a last stanza lass. I kind of love my last stanzas because it seems to, for me, it solidifies everything. People seem to do it naturally. It seems to, you know, it seems to be a part of writing poetry is at the end you bring it together. And the fact that you gave us the translation, oh my goodness, that is my favorite stanza. That is so good. You know, blood of my blood. Oh my goodness. I loved it. Thank you so much for this. There isn't one I can actually pick out and say that I like the best, because it's all so beautiful. But ruby dyes, flash fingertips, tracing hypnotically over wild daggered punctures on neck, rising breast. I think that is wonderful. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Weaver.
What about you, Stelina? What do you think?
Well, first of all, muy caliente, as Frank would say. you know, this is a fabulous poem. I mean, I adore every line. As Kate said, you know, the last stanza seems to wrap everything up. And but the first stanza in this poem, you know, you're hooked right from the beginning. I mean, the first stanza, first of all, has absolutely beautiful diction, and you know, the sounds in lines are fantastic. The onyx steel tipped stilettos click. You know, you can hear her walking down the cobbled street, ready to meet who she's going to meet. But you know, every stanza is wonderful. The imagery that she evokes in this poem is so succinct. It's so vivid. And you can see this unfolding, you know, as you're reading it. Beautiful, beautiful words. I mean, that second stanza, you know, also is one of the favorite parts, I think. The rubid eyes, you know, the fingers tracing hypnotically. And that line there, wild daggered punctures on neck, rising breasts, cherry moon tints. You know, I could go on. Every line is just pure beauty. So beautiful, Lou. This is gorgeous. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Selena. I appreciate it.
Well. All right. Let's see. So, where should we go from here? Speaking of Frank, I think we will put up Frank's piece. Let's see. Poetic Picasso. I believe we have a SoundCloud, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, it is in the room.
All right. Let me move you on over, and here we go.
Through the hoary mist of the clouds appears the Transylvanian moon, awakened by the dripping eroticism of the moisture of my dark passion. And your voluptuous body evokes the sensual wolf released within me. My insatiable thirst begs to feed off your tempting flesh. The glisten glares from my exotic eyes like a seductive spell. Your heart beat faster with every passing minute. Anticipating the stimulating scratches of my fingernail. With the titillating tapping in your gothic window. Your blossoming bosom peaks with the yearning for my lips. I enter like a ravenous lover of your vampiric fantasy. The hunger of me seeks to bathe in the vapor of our trust. Like desire drench the silk sheets with my sexy scent. I drink your blood with the Lugosian bite of my veins. A rapture of desire consumes our veins with an ardent fire. With our bodies entwined beneath the shivers of a midnight silhouette. With the unused echoes of a nocturnal howl and lost bull moans. I am the lost of the night, the immortal lover you desire. Your foot, both are not here. You will do, never return the carrel, the rusty. I am Dracula.
Well, you always got a hand for Frank. He puts a lot into his work, and I have to say he gets very passionate about what he does, and decides to share his creativity with us. And I like the fact that he does find it that he wants to get into character for these things, and he does a very, very good job. Like in his poetry itself is starting to grow on me. The more that I hear, like for example, when it goes into your blossoming bosom peaks with a yearning from my lips as I enter like a ravenous lover of your vampiric fantasy. The hunger in me seeks to bathe in the vapor of our thrust. And I thought that was very enticing and thought-provoking. Wonderful imagery there. That was probably hands down my favorite part of it. But, you know, I also have to give it to him for being able to do what he does with these things and trying, you know, going for entertainment factor as well as like his it's his form of expression. So that always like gets me. But his poetry is pretty awesome, and this is a testament to that. And thank you for that poetic Picasso / Frank. So what did you think, Lou?
Well, I really like this poem by him, Dracula, and I really like the way he read it with a kind of a Romanian accent, especially there where he says, "I drink your blood with the locals, the invite of my son." And then at the end of it where he speaks in Romanian, "I am the lust of the night, the immortal lover you desire." You know, that desire, the wanting, you know, some want to become vampires and some lust after them, which I do, so. I totally understand how
me
that
too.
Woman in the bed was feeling.
You're not
yes,
alone.
Me too.
All right, so what about you, Stelina? What did you think?
Oh well, you know, you have to you always have to expect a great poem from Frank, you know, and a great reading. I mean, he's renowned for it, let's say. And this again, this is one of his great pieces. I mean, I love the couplets, you know. I love how he's written it, and that second one, awakened by the dripping eroticism of the moisture of my dark passion. Oh, wow, you know, you don't need to go any further. You're already going, you know. And, you know, he has a real talent for bringing the sensual to your mind without being too graphic. And I love this. I love the way poets do this, you know, because I love sensual poetry. I love it. I write a bit myself, and I never like to get the down to the nitty gritty there, you know. I like to imagine what's going on, and Frank is a master at this, you know. I love his poetry, and as Robert says, he puts everything into it, you know, everything into the reading, and he really works hard with them, and it brings us all a lot of enjoyment, I'm sure, you know. So bravo, Frank, another wonderful write. Great, I love it
indeed. So Pam, what did you think?
Well, first of all, I really like that he decided to take on the character of Bram Stoker's Dracula. I think that's probably all one of the all-time best dark novels. You know, it's a trailblazer, really, in its dark sensuality. This is beautifully written couplets. You can tell that Frank had fun with this, that he really got into the dark sensuality. I really like "Naked desires drench the silk sheets with my sexy scent. I drink your blood with the Lugosian bite of my fangs." I thought, what a wonderful use of the word Lugosian. That is so cool. "I am the lust of the night, the immortal lover of your desire." Wonderful dark sensuality in this vampiric rite, and very well done.
Indeed. So I, my, like I say, my brain is mashed potatoes. Did everyone get the comment?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Whew. All right. So we will move on. Let's see what else we have. I think we haven't read this one yet. I will give this one a read. Let's see. This is Interstellar Dark Matter by Poetic Creations. Black magic, voodoo and sin, crown of thorn, raging bull, horny macabre, whips and lashings, chains and collars, forked tongue kisses, nightmare fantasies, squeeze me until I can't breathe, smother me with musky sweat, put your back into it, throw your weight around, let the dark night hear the echoes of every waking scream. Peeled off silks like the skin of a fruit, slow and smooth, juicy pulsations flying under the radar, cosmic strings, locks of hair, silk black threads barely there, barely obscure the downstairs, but nebulous hearts always hold on to the darkest of all their secrets. End poem. Wow. That went a whole different direction than I thought it was going to go. But, yeah, this it had me from the beginning with the black magic, voodoo, and sin. And, of course, the horny macabre. I mean, why not? Whips and lashings, chains and collars, forked tongue kisses, nightmare fantasies. Squeeze me until I can't breathe. Smother me with musky sweat. See, that's a lot of things. A lot of times people downplay or are, you know, put off by the scent, you know, like the scent of sweat. And whereas it's actually a, you know, secondary sex characteristic of, I mean, pheromones. So a lot of times when you're taking in the scent of the person that you're with, that kind of heightens things even more, I think. And then, of course, the fourth tongue kisses almost is like serpentine, you know. So I like where he got into the put your back into it, throw your weight around. It's like, man, it doesn't get much more more clear than that. So yeah, that's pretty awesome. So what'd you think about Stelina?
How do I follow that? You know, first of all, before I comment on the poem, I have to say, Robert, your voice is so great when you read. I really love listening to you. You know, you have a lovely tone, and you really read so well. You're welcome. Anyway, so the poem, well, technically speaking, it's wonderful because I love these short sentences. You know, they seem to really draw you into the moment. Black magic, voodoo and sin. You know, there's not a lot of elaboration, but the words he uses, you know, you're there. He brings you there right away. And the darkness, whips and lashings, chains and collars, and that line, forked tongue kisses, yeah, it's just fantastic. You know, you've got the darkness, you've got the sensuality, the lust going on. You can imagine the scenario, you know, and so vivid. The imagery is wonderful, and I also love that as well. You know, silk black threads, barely there, barely obscure. Ah, wonderful. Yeah, it's a wonderful, right? This is great. Aaron, well done. Very, very well done.
I have to agree. Yeah, that part too with the black lace barely there.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yep. So what are your thoughts, Kate?
Oh, I think everybody's described exactly how this would make you feel. This is just wonderful. It just, you start off, you think, oh, this is going to be chickens getting killed and people chanting. And then you get to Arnie Macabre. I thought, okay.
That's not sexy.
The clues of the horny cage.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, I'm going Crown of Thorns and Raging Bull. And then I thought, oh, this is, yes, okay, this is getting better and better. And I, because I do love sensuality so much. You know, there's none of this, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's, that doesn't happen in this kind of poetry. It's just so beautifully lead you up the garden path, as it were. I thought it was great. But, I mean, you go from throw your weight around, let the dark night hear the echoes of every waking scream, straight to peeled off silks like the skin of a fruit, and smooth, juicy pulsations flying under the radar. Hello. Yes, beautifully done. I thought it was just, I loved it so much. I just enjoyed it very much, and thank you.
You know, I think I've done enough smiling this week, because you guys got me all smiling over here. It's awesome. What are your thoughts, Pam?
Oh, I thought this is amazing, dark sensuality. It's got powerful imagery and metaphors. To me, when you bring in the whips and lashings, or throw your weight around, it's the kind of sex where the lamp gets knocked off the bedside table and you even give a damn. You know, just wonderfully sexy. I really like this, and very well done.
I think that sums it up. Huh?
Definitely.
Yeah. There we go. You did a good job there. All right. So I will post this one, and I will have Stelina read this. It's by Victoria Frost. Unless we have a SoundCloud. Do we have a SoundCloud or no?
We do not.
Okay. So there you go, Stelina. All yours.
Ah, yeah, I read this one. I love this one. Okay, so with whips and I want to play, mon cher, at the precipice, within the tension of the moment, where my hand hovers just above your skin, drive you wild with my words, to harvest your sigh when my fingertips leave trails of electric lines upon your body, tracing their path as they explore each curve and crevasse, tease the texture of your garments so readily ripped off to expose what I truly desire. Admiring the feast before me, your stoic eyes alert to my every move. A predator watching its prey, waiting for the perfect moment to pounce, draw my hands behind my back and bind them in black, fur-covered leather. Shroud my senses in darkness with your red silk tie, teasingly pulled from your neck. A devious promise of what is to come while you prepare my body as your sacrifice. The rough skin of your hands gathering my goosebumps, waiting in anticipation for the cool, steady drops of melting ice, or the stinging heat of melted wax dripped upon my skin as I beg you for more, pulling a pleased growl which reaches deep into my soul and makes me shiver. In this moment, I do not hear the constant whispers of my demons. Rather, I am grounded in the heat of your body, hovering above, just above me, as you anchor my hands above my head. Splay me before you upon the bed and warm me with the gentle thrum of the leather flogger tapped against your palm, foreshadowing the sting against the meat of my ass. Each caress of the soft leather comes harder with each swing as I raise my hips to greet you, disobeying your order to lay still. And as I cry out to you, I feel you smile, the pleased hum of good, with my needy whimpers coaxing a plea for more, guided to the brink of unbearable pain, a prayer to you, my master, to be brought before you on my knees, bow my head at this black mass, where the darkness is too tortured from my soul, and I am lifted into the pleasures of euphoria. Then, when I am left shivering, convulsing from my need, you sate your own thirst. Bring us both to a moment of bliss within our mental game of love and war, where I wrap you tighter within my web. Bind your soul to mine as you draw me closer to your chest. Place tiny kisses upon the nape of my glistening neck, seeded with whispered cara mia. End poem.
Oof, man. Well, that was an awesome read there, Selena. And
thank you.
The poem itself, wow. Hey, Miss Frost never disappoints in that regard. I don't even know where to start, but I will take a stab at it. And it says, as I cry out to you, I feel you smile, the pleased hum of good, with my needy whimpers coaxing the plea for more, guided to the brink of unbearable pain. And there's another part in here. Or it says, splay me before you upon the bed and warn me with the gentle thrum of the leather flogger tapped against your palm, foreshadowing the sting against the beat of my ass. It's like, yeah, that's, that gets to the meat of the argument right there. And I don't know, like I don't know how she does it. Like, she just digs deep into this. And then the whole, well, you picture the scene between, like as you can, Gomez and Morticia, for example, and it just makes it that much more hotter, you know. So yeah, I have to give hats off to this. It's kind of a masterpiece, in my opinion. What about you, Pam? What do you think?
Oh, this is definitely a masterpiece. She is so talented at doing these kind of sensual rites with powerful lines. And what I like about this one especially is there's such wonderful interaction. There's both a giving and receiving of pleasure for each partner. I like how it goes into the exploration. And I particularly like shroud my senses in darkness with your red silk tie, teasingly pulled from your neck, a devious promise of what is to come while you prepare my body as your sacrifice. I also like where it mentions the pleasing growl and disobeying your order to lay still. We're all just, I mean, all the way through there's amazing lines, and those are just some of the little tidbits that really add to the sweetness of the pot. So, excellent write and very well done.
Indeed. What are your thoughts, Lou?
Well, I think this is wonderfully written. I enjoy the entire piece of this couple, you know, where she says, I want to play mon cher. And then, you know, the tension starts rising because they both know what's going to happen. But you never know how the person is going to tease you to just want them so badly. You know, where she talks about harvesting sighs. There's just something about the sounds and the scents throughout here and the tasting, you know, the ripping off of the garment, admiring the beast before me. You know, the predator watching its prey, you know, and your red tie teasing you pulled from your neck, a devious promise of what is to come. And then, you know, the ice and the melting wax, and then the flogger just, he warms it up in his palm, so she, it's not a cold sting that she gets, but it's the heat from his hand that stings her. And she can feel it, and that, you know, and that where the darkness is tortured for my soul, I am lifted into the pleasures of euphoria. And then I loved how she goes at the end, place tiny kisses upon the map of my glistening neck, seated with whispers, God, I'm here. Oh, God, that was so damn, what an excellent clothing and so damn dark and sexy.
I agree. What are your thoughts, Kate?
Well, first of all, I have to say thank you to Victoria for laying out this manual for me. I think this is going to be very handy. I know what I need to go and buy.
You bad girl.
Yes, I thought it was just wonderful. I mean, step-by-step euphoria. Who could ask for more? The begging I can do. This is not a problem. Yeah, I thought it was absolutely sensual and sexy and so good. And wordplay, everything is there. The images, unfortunately, are now in my mind. I may be leaving you quite early.
Get the cold showers ready.
Who could ask for more? My goodness me. Any more, my head would explode. I thought it was absolutely wonderful and so clever. I envy people. I really, makes me want to try harder and not just throw words down, but, you know, think a bit more, because this is what you get. This is just wonderful. So thank you so much, Victoria, for sharing that with us.
Exactly. She's the master of her craft. Stelina, having read it, what do you think?
Well, first of all, thank you for giving me this one to read. I thoroughly enjoyed reading it. It's a magnificent poem, and it's just my kind of thing. I love, and you know, it as Kate sort of pointed out, it's the next best thing to reality. You know, you can really imagine this scenario playing out, and there are so many good lines. It's really difficult to pick anything that stands out. You know, they all stand out. But this stanza, I think, and as I cry out to you, I feel you smile, the pleased hum of good, with my needy whimpers coaxing a plea for more, guided to the brink of unbearable pain. You know, the darkness and the sex and the, it's all there together, you know, all combined so well together. And this is, I haven't read a lot of Victoria's work, but I'm certainly going to read more. That's for sure. This is especially at certain times, you know. So this is a fantastic piece of sensuality and darkness. Wonderful, bravo, Victoria! Really, it's a marvel.
Yeah, you really can't go wrong with Victoria's work. She's pretty awesome.
No.
All right, so we have to move on because we don't have much time. So this one is for you, Pam, by Naomi.
Oh. All right. This is Pleasantly Bothered by Naomi Sarah, and it goes like this. You take me to bed, skinned in bliss, reborn, lost in my satin folds, sucked under the sea of my sweetened lips, ripped apart by the gnashing of my sharpened teeth. And I rock with your rhythm, your fingers opening me up like I am among the primroses. Pleasantly bothered, I come with a violent lust, savage, insatiable, with the intoxication of a demon spirit descended from a heaven steeped in sin. My bare thighs sinking into you, like quicksand swallowing your drunken soul and your gasping heartbeats moaning my name, as already my pillow misses you more than I do, the way you taste, the way you feel, and my kisses echo goodbye, my lipstick scars sinking into your skin, whispering, I'll never love you, you're sadly mistaken, and everything in between. End poem.
Damn, got a one-night stand from Lillian Munster. Yeah, that's wow. I really like these. See, there's a lot of you know, innuendo, but there's also straightforwardness in it. Like, of course, you know, Right off the bat, it says you take me into bed, skinned in bliss, reborn, lost in my satin folds. I mean, what's not to like about that? And then slept under the sea of my sweetened lips, ripped apart by the gnashing of my sharpened teeth, and rocking to the rhythm, and fingers opening up, and then the primroses. It was very beautiful, and then brutal as well. Like at the end, it's like don't even think of calling back, dude. Later, you know. That was something else right there. That was an interesting twist, but yeah. So, what are your thoughts, Lou?
Well, sometimes all you want is a bite, Robert.
I get it.
you know, you just want a couple of licks and you're satisfied. I really liked how she tempts them. You're under the sea of my sweetened lips, ripped apart by the gnashing of my sharpened teeth. You know, the tasting of him, that orgasm that they get with blood. And then, oh my gosh, this stanza, and I rock you with your rhythm, your fingers opening me up like I'm among the primroses. Ah, hot, caliente, woo! Okay, and, you know, and she says the only thing that's missing him is her pillow, but, you know.
Damn.
You know, you're just sorry, honey.
No tissy pop ear wounds. All right. So, what about you, Kate? What did you think?
I thought it was marvelous. It really, really great. I mean, I understand. I love the chase. I love the new man pheromones running through you. I love all that, the high you get with that. And unfortunately, familiarity does breed contempt, it has to be said. Very unfortunate, but it's true, so I can understand this. I love that line, as already my pillow misses you more than I do. What a slap in the face. Oh, wow. I've been married 3 times, so I kind of like wedding cake, but I do love the lust of the few the few months of that honeymoon period. I think it's absolutely marvelous. Keeps you young, I say. Yes, I thought this was. I mean, you've got this mundane phrase, pleasantly bothered, and then wham. I come with a violent lust, savage, insatiable, with the intoxication of a demon spirit. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So beautifully. Yeah, beautifully done. I love that. So, Naomi, you did a wonderful job. I'm buzzing, and I thought it was very good. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Kate. What are your thoughts, Selena?
Okay, well, the title is fantastic. I mean, pleasantly bothered. That says it all. Okay, you're a nice little interlude, you know, and now bye. But the first stanza, I think, is great. You know, you take me to bed, skinned in bliss. I mean, what a line. Reborn, lost in my satin folds. Ah, it's a fantastic little stanza. But every line that Naomi has penned, really fantastic, you know. The imagery a lot tonight, and in every poem, it's been there. You can see what's transpiring. But yeah, I've got to admit the way the rest of you have said the last part, you know. Okay, I've had my fun, now you can go, boy. You know, don't come back. Close the door on your way out. It's fantastic. Fantastic ride. As always with Naomi, she delivers, you know. And this is no exception. Bravo, Naomi. Great poem.
Indeed. So I think we have time for maybe one more poem. I'll probably try and fit mine in there. I don't know. But let's see. I will post this one for Kate to read.
Thank you. Oh, just refreshing, and more ways than one. Oh
yes.
My goodness. I've lost. My fingers are twitching so much. I've just lost everything. Oh no, here we are. Your dark habits. Am I correct? Yes. Okay. Oh,
yep.
Captain B2. Wonderful. Thank you. Right. Every virtuous intention ends when the nighttime starts. I stop at nothing to ignite that delicious spark. Determination deserts, resolve dissolves as it grows darker. And all I can recall is my nightly eagerness to go too far. Secretly slipping, sliding, sinking, here I go again, descending into decadence, into the sword of the essential, deliciously seamy side as sunset heralds your arrival. Once more ignoring my nobler, more virtuous instincts, favoring my fallings, falling prey to my fatal flaws. The licentious, lascivious, libidinous lure of your salacious, shadowy, sweet seductions. Every night you come around, and I can't say no. Nothing I can do, for every time the sun goes down, I surrender, succumbing to your sexual supremacy. Swept up by your dark habits, I feel you take control. I know each night is destined to end the same, communions with my strange, shadowy seducer, swearing this will be the last time, knowing it won't. I have no pride, nor will I, nor any resistance left. Your dark habits leave me breathless, mesmerized. I know I'll lose control of all I say or do. Nothing happens without you. It's true, so true. For your dark habits always draw me to you. My desperate... Could you give me 1 second, please? I can't read this much further. My voice is gone. Give me a moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you. That was getting a little bit difficult. I didn't want to ruin it. Right. My desperate desires for you grows, and my need propels me towards the abyss. As you devour me with your eyes, I feel a hunger that can only be sated by your kiss. As I sense the paradise of your silken ebony embrace, I feel your passion engulfs me, and my world implodes. You consume me in the inferno of your desire, burning my ashes until there is nothing left. While my sanity rules in the brilliant white blaze of day, I look vainly for an escape, though I know there is no way. The day retreats with the dissipating light. You'll soon dominate my darkness without a fight. Each night I am your wanton, my soul's yours. My spirit spellbound, my free will's captivity is complete. Decadent, debauched, depraved, dissipated, dissolute. Opposite through my appetites, I am content in my corruption. I know each night is destined to end the same. My communions with my seductive, shadowy sovereign, for my wickedly delicious lover, it is inescapably true. Eternally, through your dark habits, I am bound to you. End poem.
Great read there, Weaver. And yeah, that is wow. That is dark and sensual all the way through. And then there's a feeling of being just like bound to someone, and it doesn't have to be necessarily physically, obviously, but it can be. So you know, it was just beautiful. All the way through, in the sense like of the helplessness that it portrayed, like the kind of just the lust and the desire to be with this person, and you know you probably shouldn't, but you're gonna anyway, you know, and giving into that carnality. I thought this was a great piece from B2, and I appreciate that she shared it with us. What are your thoughts, Pam?
Yeah, this is wonderful, dark sensuality. beautiful read there, Weaver. I really like how this is about that surrendering, that, you know, as he says, I surrender succumbing to your sexual supremacy, which is also this wonderful alliteration. I like how it's about being addicted to somebody. I sense the paradise of your silken ebony embrace. And, you know, just the whole idea of knowing they're bad for you, but you just can't help yourself. Wonderfully written and very well done.
I've been there. Now, all right, Lou, what do you think?
I loved this, the way Weaver read this. I loved how Bobby explained the seduction that she has towards this nightly visitor. You know, she says once, you know, that she's ignoring her nobler, more virtuous instincts, so she knows that, you know, that there's something that she should be saying no, but she can't, because now it's the seduction is something that has become an addiction. And, you know, she says that, you know, that, that she's falling prey of your salacious, shadowy, sweet seduction, and that every night you come around and I can't say no. You know, she just, you know, she just finds that she can't, you know, that now she's desiring this darkness. And, you know, even though during the day she knows what he's on his mind all the time. She says that even though I look for vainly for an escape, though, I know there is no way. And so she says that she knows that he's coming, that he's going to dominate her, and, you know, he's going to satiate all, not only his dark appetites, but also hers. And at the end, she says, for my wickedly delicious lover, it is inescapably true, eternally through your dark habits, I am bound to you. And you do. You get bound to that sensual darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic poem and storytelling of the seduction.
Indeed. So what were your thoughts, Delina?
Yeah, well, I think Lou said it all, really, exactly what I wanted to say. But, you know, how often have we been drawn to a person that we shouldn't be, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we do our utmost to, you know, not to be drawn to them, but we can't resist them, you know. That first line, every virtuous intention ends when the nighttime starts, you know. You go about your daily routine, you try not to think of this person, and then you go out in the evening and they're there, and that's it, you know. You're just hooked, you can't resist them. I mean, every stanza here, you know, you can feel the passion that this woman has for this man, or vice versa. I mean, I don't think it really states the sex of this person, but it could be either, or it could be both, you know. But, you know, these days anything's possible. So, you know, but there was one stanza that really impressed me, and I've got to go through it because it's quite a long poem. And bravo, Kate, you know, for getting through it, because it was a long one, and you read it so well. Yeah, your dark habits leave me breathless, mesmerized. I know I'll lose control of all I say or do. Nothing happens without you. It's true, so true. For your dark habits always draw me to you. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. She can't resist the guy, you know, no matter what she does. So a wonderful write from Captain B2 there. Perfect. Well done. Lovely.
So we got time for your comment, Kate.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed it so much. I mean, Bobby is known for her ability to play with words. Such a repertoire she has. It's amazing sometimes. I love her limericks. You must try and read them. They're just so funny. I thought this was, as I say, this was beautiful. And as I say in the comment a little moment ago, I said, thank you so much for all the S's.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I cannot say that without... so I did my best, but and I apologize for stumbling, but I thought it was just beautifully written, and I wanted to do it justice, and my mouth was getting drier and drier, so I apologize for the break in the middle, but it was necessary, because this deserved it to be read properly, and I tried my best. So, Bobby, thank you so much for sharing, my darling. It was lovely.
Indeed. So with that, the show is it is ended, but I guess I'm not going to read my piece.
Don't you have time? Go on.
Go on.
We've been waiting for this. Come on.
Come on, Robert. You can do it.
Well, for the people, I guess, who are still listening, maybe. So this one isn't necessarily written for this, but it is on topic. And I called it The Dark Mistress. I wrote it 7 years ago. So it says, at night she comes in torn black dress, manifesting from the veil of darkness, with silken lips of the devil's hue. Her eyes exhibit the deepest blue. Her skin such a cold, deathly white that can illuminate the darkest night. Her hair, those flowing ebon strands, slither seamlessly through my fingers and hands. Her fragrance is that of flowers long dead. Her whispers, they echo inside of my head. We intertwine in a forbidden dance, in a spiritual, seductive, lustful romance. The angels look down with shame in their eyes. The envious devils look up and despise. For the maiden of shadows has forsaken them all, and chose me to answer her insatiable call. The dark mistress and I, eternally we crave, fulfilling untold desires from beyond the grave. And poem. I forgot to post it. So.
It's fair.
Oh, sorry. I posted it again. So, yeah, I guess we can go to the comments, and then that'll be it. So, what did you think, Pam?
Oh, well, you know, first of all, I am always a huge fan, especially of that sexy voice of yours.
Yeah.
You know, and, yes, right? See, I got an anonymous, like, not, but, you know, everybody agreed at me at once. And beautiful rhyme and flow. I like that you bring this in to the dark sensuality of this woman whose fragrance intertwines. And that's actually one of my favorite parts. Her fragrance is that of flowers long dead. Her whispers, they echo inside of my head. We intertwine in a forbidden dance in a spiritual, seductive, lustful romance. I really enjoy and appreciate how this goes into the realm of fantasy. My only question is, now with this title, The Dark Mistress, I mean, obviously this is a poem written about me, but it was written 7 years ago. And even when I'm published with this, so...
must
have been a premonition. But excellent, right, Robbie?
Thank you. What are your thoughts, Selena?
Way to go. First of all, I've got to calm down a little bit. Hang on. The very first thing I want to say is, you know, that I could listen to you, Robert, reading Little Bo Peep, and it would sound seductive, you know. You have such a wonderful voice, and I've said it before. But the poem itself is just a great write, and I'll be quick. In my comments, as I've said, there are so many lines to love. Peep. Before her hair, those flowing ebon strands slither seamlessly through my fingers and hands, etc. It just wonderful. Word choices are fantastic, and you conjure up this beautiful, dark, sensual scenario so wonderfully well and so beautifully read. Thank you very much, Robert. It was wonderful.
thank you as well. What about you, Kate? What did you think?
Oh, I think you know what I think. Oh, yes, you read it so beautifully. I have to love so much that stanza. The angels look down with shame in their eyes. They say, what's going on here? The envious devils look up and despise. They're never going to get that nasty. For the Maiden of Shadows has forsaken them all and told me to answer her insatiable call. I love that so much. That is beautiful. And you effortlessly brought me into it. I was there. It was in seconds. I was imagining all of it. And so thank you very much for reading it. I'm glad you did.
Thank you. What are your thoughts, Lou?
Well, you know what? Your voice is always captivating and seductive when you're reading poetry. And, you know, it's just so enjoyable to hear you read. You just put us all in a trance. I really liked where, you know, she says her whispers, they echo inside my head, intertwine in a forbidden dance and a spiritual, seductive, lustful romance, you know. I also like what the lines that Katie read, that, you know, that she chose you for her insatiable call. And then I especially liked where you ended it, the dark mistress and I eternally we crave, fulfilling untold desires. Just makes me think, what darkness are you thinking about, Robert?
I'd like to know.
I think we all know that. I think we all know the answer to that.
Well, thank you, everybody. You know, Agrisman had me read that song, that poem, Jabberwocky, and he didn't think I could do it, but yeah. Anyways, so yeah, I want to thank everybody for showing up and calling in and reading and listening and, you know, commenting on people's poems because it lets them know that their work is appreciated.
Definitely.
Sorry if I didn't get to certain pieces, maybe. I don't know if I missed any. I think I might have missed one or two. My apologies for that. Next show prompt, I think, is going to be a music prompt. And then after that is going to be the Evil Carnival for Halloween. So, yeah, it's going to be a dark carnival. But the next one, I think, is going to probably be a music prompt for In This Moment. We will see. But yeah, thanks everybody for showing up and thanks everybody for listening and reading. And
you're welcome.
You're always welcome in the Solace of Shadows. Have a good night.